League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Come on.
The strong, the powerful J.D. Carlson has returned to Money Savage. Welcome back, J.D.
Yes, I'm stoked to be here. And for someone to call me strong and powerful, that fills my soul, man. It feels good.
Yeah, well, we were just talking online about how your kids have systematically been chipping away at all things.
My self-confidence is destroyed on a daily basis by my 22-year-old, my 18-year-old, and my 16-year-old have all decided that that's their main goal in life is to make me feel horrible about myself. No. I'm a happily married, proud father.
Right. Great
living
kids.
In San Diego, California. Great wife. Close to the beach. Entrepreneur running a business. You know, all things are good.
Yeah. Living the dream, so to speak.
Yeah, sort of.
So, yes, JD, you are the owner of Plan Design Consultants, a TPA firm that is different by design. You are the host of the Retireholics. You are a father, husband, surfer, and the first guest, number one.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah,
I
man.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, you were the first guest on the podcast.
Wow.
So,
cool.
Yeah, you helped to create and form whatever this is. So, thank you so much,
awesome.
Man.
Awesome. I know you've done a ton of them, and I've listened to quite a few. And so, great. I should have known that, but I'm proud to be part of the beginning. But way to go. You've been crushing it for several years now. So, good for you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, man. And I remember the first time that I came across you. I think it was on LinkedIn. And for those of you who have not, who don't follow JD or are not aware of him, you just need to look him up on LinkedIn right now. Just go JD Carlson. And his profile picture has got to be, I mean, it's in the top 1% of all profile pictures on LinkedIn. I'll just go ahead and let people check it out. But I'm like, oh my gosh, who the heck is this guy? I thought it was awesome, and to this day, I still think you're an awesome dude. And so I reached out, and I had you on another podcast that I do. And so JD, obviously, a TPA firm, does a lot of work in the 401k business, and he's a unique guy. He's a surfer. He's got this long blonde hair. His profile picture is a mugshot. So I wanted to talk to you today just about, you know, we were talking a little bit offline just about how the term authentic is a little bit beat up and tired these days. But my perception of you is that you really are who you are, and your public perception or your
right.
your business persona is the same as your public. And I'm sure that's served you well as you've grown your business.
Yeah, it might seem counterintuitive for my industry because I very much work in what the world calls the financial services space, right? So it's a world of suit and ties and button up and proper stuff. And to give your audience some context, you know, my company is a family company. So it started by my father in 1975. And my dad is very much that stereotype, right? He's a very responsible suit and tie, clean shaven guy from the Midwest. Well, his biggest mistake was raising me three houses from the beach, right? So I grew up right by the beach. I started surfing when I was seven, and to try to keep a long story shorter, you know, I don't think it comes as a surprise to a lot of people. Surfing as a culture and surfing as a business, you know, the companies behind surfing, is super rebellious and counterculture and full of personalities, and that's really endorsed and appreciated in surfing. And so those are my roots, right? So I spend my entire life in this surfing world. I go kicking and screaming into the business world to take over the family business wasn't something I wanted to do, but I had two kids and a third one on the way. And so I did it for all the wrong reasons. A story for another day. I fell in love with it. You know, I fell in love with 401k, as weird as that sounds, but maybe I more so fell in love with entrepreneurship and running a company. But I spent the first 5 years, I'd say, in that suit and tie, kind of trying to change my persona, you know, trying to fit in with what was expected of me. And I learned a lot, and that was fine. And I started to have some success in that suit and tie. But as I started to have some success, I got more comfortable in my own skin. And so the surfer in me started to evolve, right, or come back to the forefront. And I started to grow the hair and grow the beard and let my real personality kind of loosen up. And I found an epiphany, which was, shit, I think I'm more successful now, you know, having better relationships, better networks, closing more deals, running the company better, being myself. And so that kind of kicked it off. And ever since then, it's been pedal to the metal, you know, to the point where maybe sometimes I push the envelope on purpose, just because I'm in financial services and just because everyone's tiptoeing around everything. I find it an advantage for me to kind of shake the cage a little bit. And yeah, we can talk more about it, but it's proved to be a not only a successful way to go about it, but it's been a ton of fun, you know, to do it my way. So
yeah, I appreciate that very much, man. And yeah, grew up a surfer and dad's like, hey, really want you to come into the business and take it over. You're like, oh, that sounds awful, but right. I do have these kids and responsibilities and bills and stuff. So you get into the business and you get a nice short haircut. You get a blue suit, some black shoes.
Oh, I had tons of suits, tons of ties. I even wore freaking cufflinks, man. Mm. It was horrible.
Do you have pictures still? I think you should.
Oh yeah, I do.
It would freak people out if you just changed your profile picture to just like one of those old ones just for a day.
I should do that.
Or you should do a slideshow on your podcast. But
we had talked about doing a retireholic show. Maybe we'll touch on that a bit, but where we all show up in suits and ties. Mm. So we'll do that one day. But
like, what in the world? But then you realized, okay, you know what, you're sort of making your mark. You're having success. Well, maybe I can let my personality into this a little bit more. And the more you did that, the more success you had. You think that that's just because people find it actually refreshing?
Yeah, I think it's refreshing, and I think it's because we stood out, and I think it's, in a sense, it's almost entertaining, right? You're like, you're just living in this boring black and white, gray filtered world, and so to see something that stands out grabs people's attention. And I'm not a business expert, but I think being front of mind and getting people's attention is crucial, right? When you're trying to, you know, get people's attention. I mean, that's what sales and marketing and branding is. So yeah, I think that's what it is. You stand out.
Yeah. And I know that I'm certainly always attracted to the genuine article when I meet somebody that really, like, that guy or that gal really is what you see, and they're usually a little bit unique. They're a little bit non-conforming, not necessarily on purpose, but just by the very nature. So yeah, I mean, in an ocean of sameness in financial services and TPA, or if you're a financial advisor or whatever, or whatever industry that you are in, if you're an accountant or an attorney, if you are able to actually be yourself and own that and really do it, really be your authentic self, I think you probably will reap rewards. But
we hear it all the time, though, don't we, George? We've heard authentic and authenticity over and over and over again when it comes to marketing and branding and social media. But I think what doesn't get talked about is it's not as easy as it sounds. Right? It's almost kind of scary in a way. Like, there's a certain amount of courage and fearlessness to write that post, or even write that email, or put that video out there that's not like everybody else. And like, you nailed it. I think if you dive deeper into authenticity, what it is showing your real truth, right? Being vulnerable in some way. And when I say vulnerable, I mean, you might put something out there that other people will laugh at or other people will think is ridiculous, or some people will even be upset by it. You know, how dare you do such a thing in our industry? And so there's a bit of, it's kind of scary to do it. So it takes some practice, and it takes that kind of leaping off the cliff into the water moment of like, okay, I'm just going to do it. You know, I'm just going to be myself. I'm going to write things the way I feel. I'm going to speak my mind, and I'm going to do it my own way. I'm definitely here to let everyone know that it can create massive dividends. Like, you can get a ton of success from it, but it's also a little intimidating, right? It's not easy.
1,000%. And so that manifests in just simply in your physical appearance. But then take that one step further. Tell us about the podcast.
Yeah. So, obviously, well, in my industry, it's pretty common for my peers, my competitors, to invite you to a steakhouse and do a PowerPoint presentation, or to invite you to a webinar and take you through that same PowerPoint presentation. And it's guys and girls in suits and ties and using fancy words and acting very Wall Street and professional. And we used to do that as well. But then we just came to this point of like, okay, it really started with, how do we create something like that that's on demand? So we were just thinking technology. We hadn't thought about causing a ruckus yet. So we're like, okay, well, let's get onto YouTube, man. Let's create some videos where people can just access them when they want. Therefore, they don't have to show up at Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to watch your 45-minute PowerPoint presentation. We'll just let them watch it whenever. It could be Saturday night. They can watch it on YouTube. And as we were putting that show together, it literally was going to be me and my sales director, Chad Johansson, in suits and ties in our conference room. And we nice. Just had this moment of, right? How creative. We had this moment of kind of like, no, let's mess this up, man. Like, let's do something a little crazy. And so then it was like, okay, let's bring beer into it. You know, we'll have a beer and we'll talk about it. And we had three younger people at the office that really got our juices going. And they were just like, no, 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 let's really mess this thing up. You know, let's go couch. Let's go fun and games and hijinks, like just really kind of stupid humor. And I don't know, we literally named it that day. It's called Retireholics. You know, as in you have a bad abusive problem, not with alcohol, but with retirement. And but we were drinking alcohol at the same time. And this was almost 5 years ago. And we just jumped right in and started it. And the first one was horrible. Hopefully, George, you don't say that about your first podcast being
certainly
horrible.
Certainly not.
So the first one was horrible, and we continue to improve. And we sit on a couch. We talk about boring 401k stuff for sure. I mean, we're there to provide value, right, to our advisor audience, but we're inserting all this fun and this comedy and maybe an obscenity, you know, flares here and there. And I guess in reality, just the conversation, not to get all serious on my beer drinking show, but the conversations are organic, they're real, they're not scripted. And so they're about that same subject matter that you would find in that boring PowerPoint. But now we're talking about it like four guys who got together at a pub to talk shop, you know?
And I think that's awesome. I had a conversation with a lady named Jennifer Moss, and she said a lot of really great stuff. But one of the things she said is that you don't have to be serious to be responsible. And it goes without saying, but I want to say it, that your TPA firm has been around for like 50 some years, right? And so
45, 1975.
Yeah, I mean, and you do exceptional work, so there's no reason that you have to be serious about everything in order to be responsible, to be as professional and to deliver exceptional service. So I think that's just proof positive right there.
Could it be any more clear in an industry like mine, right? So my industry deals with money. Mm-hmm. So you can't be funny and sophomoric if you're going to deal with money, right? Those things don't match up. But to back up the woman that was on your show, two things happen. One, Yeah, I don't think we could have done a beer drinking 401k show if we had just opened our doors, you know, a year ago. Mm-hmm. So we do have that history and that reputation. And then two, I think that when people see the effort that goes into the show, that goes into the production, that goes into the distribution, and reality is between the beer drinking and the fun, there are some really serious conversations. And so the branding, the marketing, the imagery of it all might seem very sophomoric and kind of Animal House, but if you really sit through a 30-minute episode, you find out that, like, oh, wow, these guys really know what they're talking about, and they're obsessed with it. And so I think you do walk away from it feeling like we're professionals, even though there's all this other stuff happening, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, I think it certainly does. So for people who are listening, what would be your advice on, hey, you know, you've been in this field, you've learned about your craft, and you are a professional, but just be yourself a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm always scared to put this kind of advice out there because we live in such a social world right now. Like, even in financial services, I see so many people putting content out on LinkedIn. And I'm glad. I think it's awesome that we've gotten to the point where financial advisors, business owners, entrepreneurs are trying to tell their story in a digital space online. And obviously, it's a big deal. And so I don't want to just say, hey, be yourself, be authentic, and that will work, because I see that failing a lot. You know, I see a lot of people trying too hard to do things that just kind of flop. And so I think you do have to take a look in the mirror and realize where are your strengths, right? And what makes you you. And so that might sound strange coming from the long hair, bearded, beer drinking guy, but maybe your thing is a suit and tie, you know, and maybe your thing is a very professional podcast. You've had Rick Unser on one of your shows, right?
Yep.
And I would argue that Rick's podcast is on the opposite end of the spectrum of mine. Right? He has very serious guests. I mean, we have some serious guests too, but the whole demeanor of his show is professional and thoughtful and very detailed. And he's a professional and he's a great friend of mine. But I love that podcast. And I think I love it because that's Rick being Rick. Right? And so I think it's really important that you not only look at the mediums, whether it's video, whether it's audio, whether it's creating content on social media, like infographics or blog posts. You really have to think about you and what makes you you. Here I go again, all this dumb, cheesy, you know, authenticity stuff. But think about that for a second, you know, and try to align it with what's right. And then here's the next thing. My most successful content and posts always are the ones where I'm exposing something about myself. It's that jumping off the cliff that I talked about earlier. It's always the one where I push it a little bit to where I'm exposed personally, and I'm vulnerable for people to have an opinion, whether negative or positive. Those always seem to be the ones that pop off. And that can be really, really intimidating. And then my next advice too would be, as you're trying to be authentic, or you're like me and you're trying to rattle that cage, you can't go too far to where you're faking it, right? Like, even for me, I feel like I have a big personality on the internet, and a lot of people look at my content to, like, oh, he's going to say something rebellious, or he's going to say something funny that no one else would say about this serious subject, or what have you. But I also have to be very careful that I'm not just manufacturing it and faking it, right? So it has to, here we go, last cheesy comment. It has to come from the heart. It really has to come from deep inside you to be like, this is how I would say it to my neighbor or my best friend or my wife. So it's how I'm going to say it to the world, you know?
Yeah. That certainly makes sense to me as somebody who is, you know, putting that stuff out into the world in the form of the podcast or writing. And so I think that's excellent advice. And, you know, just for me, I think that you don't automatically have that voice. I think you need to give it thought and to actually start creating, if it's writing or whatever. And that'll help you to find your voice. So
sure.
that's
it takes practice. Yeah. Remember when I said that we sucked at the beginning? Like, we really did. And this has to be a secret between you and me. You can't tell anybody this, but you know, we practice at it. Mm-hmm. We literally watch our own show and we have conversations and say, "Hey JD, you know, stop saying 'by the way' all the time, you know," or, you know, "stop, you're controlling the conversation and you're not letting the person next to you make a point," or we're constantly analyzing our silly little show and thinking, how can we do it better? So I think that's important.
Love it. Well, JD, Savage Nation is ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Difference making tip is, I'm going to say the opposite of what I just said and completely confuse everybody. Yes, I think you should be deliberate. I think you should practice and get better. But I also think that 90%, I'm making up that stat, 90% of people just don't do it. You know, they just sit around and think about it. And I don't want to be Mr. Gary V motivational guy here, but my thing would be jump off the cliff, right? So, and here's my example. We decided we were going to do this YouTube show, and we filmed that first episode literally within 4 days.
Nice.
Our camera gear sucked. Our audio was horrible. I mean, you can go check it out. We had no idea the general kind of flow and agenda of everything, but what I believed in was get her done, right? Let's just dive in, get it done, and keep moving forward. And so I believe that people need to do that more. Be risky, take off on the wave, even though you don't know whether you're going to make it or not make it, and sort it out after that.
I love it. I think that is great stuff. That definitely it's come on.
Come on.
Yes. Just to kind of echo that, I heard that if you are not embarrassed by your first iteration, then you waited too long to throw it out in the world. So
perfect. Yeah. Absolutely. Perfect. Yeah, that's a perfect way to describe it.
Well, JD, man, thanks so much for coming back on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Where can they find the Retireholics? All of it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Retireholics.com. You can spell it with a K or a C. You'll still find us. Or just, you know, Google JD Carlson 401k. All of our stuff will come up. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere. So yeah, just check out the shows. And if you find a bad one, which you most likely will, just try to search for another one, because for every bad one, there's one that's okay too. So don't give up on us.
I love it.
All right, man.
Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show JD your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to retireholics.com. Google JD Carlson. If you happen to be a plan advisor or financial advisor working in the 401k space, check out JD's firm. It is Plan Design Consultants. If you are an organization in need of a retirement plan, the same. Thanks again, JD.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Have a great week.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.